98.5 The Wire, the voice of Pine Hills in Metro Orlando. Y'all know how we do it. When we do it big.
Oh, yeah.
Grande.
We grind out.
We don't swing for the fences. It's all the way out the park.
Always out. Always, bruh. Always.
It's gone.
And, of course, if you've seen Hidden Colors, all the series of Hidden Colors, if you've seen Out of Darkness, you saw a professor that had a cool disposition about himself. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
But he's dropping knowledge all the time. We want to welcome to the show Dr. Kaba to the show. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, my brothers, I am doing excellent. I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your program and to talk about this upcoming trip we're going to make to Orlando.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a great time then.
Yes, yes. People are excited. Is this your first time here?
This is my first time in Orlando.
Wow.
Okay. And you come
I'm looking forward to it.
And you come in the Pine Hills. That's the hood.
Oh,
that's our spot. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean.
Hey, that's where I want to be.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Bong, bong.
So, Dr. Kaba, you know, you equipped to talk about a lot of different things, but what are you going to focus on Saturday?
Well, really what I want to do, my brothers, and to the listening audience, I really want to talk about a realistic approach towards educating our children and our community going into the 21st century.
Vital.
Mm. That's very important to me.
Mm.
You know, it's a phenomenal thing to know culture. Culture to a human is like water to a fish.
Okay.
You live in it. You breathe it. Your cultural common sense comes from it.
Right, indeed.
But at the same time, in the 21st century, if we can't apply the wisdom and knowledge of our culture to become constructive citizens of the world, it's not going to be much. So we have got to look realistically at how we can do this. We're going to talk about differences between public schools and charter schools, African-centered schools, Black-owned schools, schools that are said to be homeschooling opportunities. We're going to talk about all of our options. We're going to talk about after-school programs, community programs, and a viable curriculum, what we can teach our children. Mm. Once we get them, what do we teach them? What is it that's important to us?
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot right
that's
there.
That's big. I'm going to be all ears, man. Mm.
So who should show up? Should the adults, the kids, or just adults, or who should show up?
Anybody who is interested in moving ahead in the 21st century, anyone who is looking for the wealth of the future, because we're going to talk about what the wealth of the future is going to be, which is solar power.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about how we can implement programs in our schools, in our after-school programs, in our homes that will allow us to be able to understand how we can go back to where we were.
Right, right.
And it's important that if you're a teacher, come. If you're a parent, come. If you're a community member interested in the viability of our communities, come. If you're a gangbanger, we want everybody there. So that wherever you come from, whatever your spectrum of life is in, whether you're a nurse or a doctor, whether you drive a bus or a train or whatever you do, cultural information allows us all to be whoever we are. It allows us to be a better person. We have to start to apply this in our daily lives. And I want to talk about our children, because every great civilization's growth came from the fact that they focused on making the future better. When you focus on making the future better, you're focusing on our children, because our children are our future.
Wow.
So come on out, Central Florida, come on out, wherever you are, from Jacksonville to Miami Beach, come on out. I know that my family, we've been praying for our family in Florida and in Georgia and in all the areas where this natural occurrence has come through, and it has caused some problems for some of us, and I understand that. But maybe this might be the kind of session we need to get back into where we need to be going for the future. So my prayers are with my family in Florida. I hope all is well with you. I hope you all come out, because we're going to talk about some things that's going to make things better for us.
Baba.
It's important that we do this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Baba. Okay, I just had a quick question for you without going into, you know, your presentation, because I know it's going to be high powered and going in. Can you give us one thing that you would suggest that homeschoolers, African homeschoolers in our community, one thing that you think that we should focus on, or it's just some kind of anything you think that we should be up on if we are homeschooling our children? That's a big phenomenon that's happening here in the Pine Hills community. Could you give us something on that?
One of the things that I work with homeschoolers, because a lot of my programs are dedicated towards homeschooling. I did some work down in Hollywood, Florida, with the community down there that was homeschooling. Mm. And the concept of homeschooling is it's important for us to come together and to create groups of us who are homeschooling our children. Because a lot of folk that I've encountered who want to homeschool their children think that it's only going to be them. But what I am saying is that if you have someone who's homeschooling their children who is an accountant, well, if you bring together, let's just say you bring together 10 families that are homeschooling the children. Mm-hmm. You might have somebody in there that's an accountant. They can be the math teacher. You might have somebody there that's a nurse. He or she can become the science teacher. You might have somebody that's very athletically inclined. They enjoy athletics, whether it's a sport or whether it's calisthenics, whatever it is. They can become the gym teacher. You might have somebody there that owns a restaurant. They can become the folk that supply the food to the children. So what I'm saying is that when we come together in groups, we can take the best of what we can offer the children, and we can do that. Because not everybody's a math teacher. Not everybody's a language arts teacher. Mm-hmm. Not everybody cooks. So that if we come together and we group ourselves in groups, then we go into the group and we find out how you can contribute to the homeschooling children. So if you have 20 children and 10 families, let's say each family had two children, then the accountant can become the math teacher for the 20 children. Mm-hmm. The nurse can become the homeschooler in science for the 20 children, so that all parents don't have to teach all subjects. Right. So one of the things that I recommend is that we come together, we send out through the internet a way that we know who's homeschooling in our local area, and then we begin to have meetings where we can develop a strategy for curriculum. And that's where I come into the community, and I develop the curriculum with the community and with the individual people who will be teaching the various subjects.
That's powerful.
Well, that's powerful. Very powerful. And I know you have a busy schedule because you're a professor too, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, when people come out on Friday afternoon, this is I think it's going to be free for the kids, right?
The meet and greet?
Yeah, it's a meet and greet on Friday night. The meet and greets are Friday night. That's free.
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure.
Are you going to be at the meet and greet, I know, at the bookstore on Friday night from 7 to 9?
Okay.
Who should come out there? Who should come out there?
Everybody that's interested. Everybody that's interested, people who are looking for the types of books that we should be giving our children, that's a bookstore there. It's an African-American-owned bookstore. I've known the brother for a number of years because he used to be here in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Desmond Reed.
All right.
And so what I'm recommending us to do is to come together. Everybody who is interested in developing our children and our community in a realistic way, because we have great ideas. You know, I have great ideas also, but I also know that those ideas are maybe 20 years down the road. Mm-hmm. So when you're focusing on that star above you, sometimes you got to reach to the nearest star to you in order to get to that far star.
That's right.
So I want to talk to the community realistically about what we can do. When I return back to New York next week, I want the community to know there's something I can do right now that's going to make a difference. I don't want to pontificate. I don't want to talk over people's head. I want to break it down to the level for all of us to be able to educate. Because my background really is teaching early childhood children. I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Okay. Mm. Oh, wow.
But in my career, I've taught every grade, including college. So I have a good idea where children and students should be from pre-kindergarten. In fact, I've even worked with mothers who are expecting children. What should you do if you're expecting a child?
Wow.
So I go back that far.
Right. Wow.
So I have an idea of the type of reading materials that should be out there, the ways the brain functions in our children, to understand that there's ways that we can approach them and educate them and teach them. And in this bookstore, he will have the supplies that you need in order to know where to go. And we need to start to create hubs. We need to start to create venues. And whether it's a bookstore, whether it's an after-school program, whatever it is, we need to come together, family, and we need to get busy. Because the 21st century is here, and there's a reality that we're facing. As you can see what's happening all around us, not just in the United States, but in the world.
Right.
The bottom line is, we got to get ourselves together.
Well, Dr. Cobb,
I ain't going out like this. Harriet Tubman did not do what she did for us to end like this.
That's right. Dr. Cobb, have you seen any progress? Are we making progress? Are we running in place?
I've seen great progress.
Excellent.
However, it's not the way I'd like it, but nothing is ever in human time. Everything is in divine time.
Woo! Talk about, see?
Yeah.
Man,
but I've seen phenomenal changes.
Yes.
I've seen families coming. See, there was a time when I was doing, because I've been doing presentations since 1986.
Okay.
So for 30 years, I've been doing this. So I've seen, there was a time when I would go to a presentation, everybody in the room was over 50 years of age.
Mm. Wow.
I now go to presentations where there are young families in the room with babies and strollers.
Wow.
I come where fathers are bringing their children with them.
That's right.
So it's opening up now, because we're realizing that the institutions and the things that we've depended on all these years ain't working for us.
Right.
So we have to make a decision as to what we're going to do moving forward. And what we have to do is to have these types of activities at the bookstore with the meet and greet, which is more informal. On Saturday, we do our presentation. We show the community what we're talking about so that we can then get more descriptive about what we're talking about. But it is open for everybody. I don't care if you've got alphabet behind your name. You don't have to graduate from college. You don't have to graduate from high school. You don't even have to graduate from the seventh grade. Mm. All you got to do is be interested in moving our people forward. And if you can do that, we have the place. We have the information. And to Central Florida and to any of the environs that would be interested within the sound of this message, come on out to Orlando. We got things to talk about, family, and we're going to make this happen, because it ain't over till we win.
That's right.
I like that. It ain't over till we win. Dr. Cobb's on the phone line. It's going down to Rosemont Community Center. It's happening this Saturday. He's going to be in town. Man, it's such an honor to have you on the air and to hear your voice. I've seen the Hidden Color series, and I've seen the Out of Darkness series. Do you believe these type of presentations are making a difference?
It absolutely is, my brother. I see the growth. This information is getting across the world. The reception of this information, because it's so straightforward, and then the photographs and the music that accompany it is so motivational, so inspirational. Our people are waking up out of this, what Bob Marley calls this sleepless slumber.
Mm.
And it's time that we get busy.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
And so it is making an impact. The fact that I'm on the phone with you, Good Brothers show, that whatever you might have experienced in these documentaries was moving enough for you to want to extend the conversation to have it like this.
Wow.
So I know this is working.
Yes,
and I've seen it grow over the past 30 years, and it's getting better. And that's why things are happening the way they are, because, you know, the closer you get to the creator, the closer the devil going to get to you.
Woo. Exactly. Wow. Woo. Wow. Wow. And I'm going to tell you what's profound, Dr. Cobb. When I first found out about you, we don't brought Umar in up in Michigan. We don't brought Renoka Rashidi in. We don't had Dr. Anthony Broward on radio. We don't had Dr. Francis Cress Wilson on radio. I really wanted to get in contact with you, but didn't know how to. I couldn't find you on Google. Mm. It is profound when we land in Orlando within a year, I got your number. I was like,
here we go. Yep.
Amazing.
All things in divine time, brothers.
It's all divine time.
And I can't wait until Saturday. Is there anything else you want to share with our listening audience?
What I'd like to do is, in preparation, I'd like to offer the community to be able to tap into my free e-course that I have up on my site.
Good.
And I'd like them to go to www.kabakamane.com. www.kaba kamene.com.
All right.
Kaba Kamene.
Okay.
And you can put your email in, download it, and for 6 days, my free e-course will come to you over 6 classes. You'll also get my study guide, which is an overview of all this information that we're talking about. So I encourage the community to go to www.kabakamene.com. Put your email in, and my free e-course will come to you, and my study guide will come to you, and just an update on all the work that I'm doing will continue to come to you, because we got to join, we got to build, we've got to do something.
Exactly.
And so if we make contact, this is something that we can do. And by the time we get together on Saturday, by the time we get together tomorrow, Friday, at the meet and greet, you'll have a good sense of the work that I'm doing and what my aspirations are for our people and our children going into the 21st century.
Wow. Powerful.
Excellent.
Dr. Kaba, thank you so much for being available to The Wire. We're looking forward to seeing you Saturday, and nothing but peace and blessings to you. You're a wealth of knowledge. You're a blessing to our
My brothers, I appreciate you, and I thank you for this honor of being on this program. To the Central Floridians, those that are within the Central Florida region or even going beyond that, come on out, family. We have things we have to talk about, and all we have to realize is once we get this, we just got to keep on keeping on, because it ain't over till we win.
There you go. See you on Saturday, Doc. Take care.
I'm looking forward to it, my brothers. See you then.
All right.
All right. Bye.